Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome to The Breathing Edge podcast. Today, we're really excited to be able to have a man that we've learned heaps from, Mr. Dan Brulé. And so really, we'd love to talk to you about your pilgrimage with the breath, really.
Just probably start out, Dan, just a quick five on who you are, where you've been, what you've done. As Angie said, Dan has been the mentor for us when it comes to the breathing. So
give us the goods.
Yeah, well, we're up to, I'm up to 60 countries so far in the last 40 years. So been able to get my hands on 150,000 people probably by now. And it's come a long way since we started in, I started in the early 70s with just using the breath to resuscitate people. You know, you come upon somebody who's dead and you breathe with them and they're alive. And then we've been gradually ramping it up. So you come to people who are alive, you breathe with them and they're more alive. Now we're working with people who are at the end of aliveness and seeing how high we can go.
That is amazing. So you're in
Paris. Yeah, I love the, I'm in Paris at the moment on my way to London. Yep.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. So that's one thing I love about Dan. He travels so much and he learns so much. And so it's like Dan gets to be the one out there learn that has all this knowledge and working out there in multiple countries and different types of people and then distills it down to some simple basic understandings.
Yeah, and more I'm getting people from other breathing schools, other breathing styles. And so it's really fun to kind of tweak their practice, you know. Like I have friends, a lot of friends who are Wim Hofers, you know, and I say, wow, that's like having one color on your palette if you're an artist. Wouldn't you want 100 other colors to see what you could really create? So I'm getting a lot of people from transformation of breath, from the rebirthing world, from the sports and fitness, breathing training people, and just giving them new dimensions, other approaches, and it really explodes their, you know, their results because you get a broader foundation, you dig a little deeper into the fundamentals, you come in from a different angle, and different things light up. So we've had a lot of breakthroughs, actually, in the last year. So I'm really looking forward to getting back to Australia because in the last year since I've been there, oh, my God, so many cool things have happened in science and medicine and the spiritual end of the practice. So I'm psyched.
So, Dan, we, as most people out there listening know, we have a real affinity with bringing the breathing into business and into entrepreneurialism. And what have you seen over the time coming from, I guess, the lead-in from, say, professional sports people then to professionals, and especially professionals in business, what have you seen them really taking to the breath in what way?
Well, managing their emotional state, managing their mental state, I mean, that's a no-brainer. Maintaining your clarity, your presence, situational awareness, being able to sense other people better. So, you know, you can read them better when you're presenting. You get intuitive hits that help you guide your presentations. The connection among people is a lot deeper. You know, corporate teams and corporate leaders who literally breathe with their people. They don't just preach to their people. They literally breathe with them. The bond that's created and the creative abilities that stem from that, from this group flow. And that's where I'm finding most of the corporate people and the professionals are getting the benefit in this. How do you trigger group flow? You know, we got individuals who are really good at getting into the zone, and that's where we come at them really strong. But then the next level to that is, okay, you've got a group of high performers. How can we take our team to the next level? And breathing is a key to that.
And with the teams, because you've been working with some teams, you work with some teams in Russia, in the special forces, you've worked with a lot of high level people. What is it about what they do with their breath versus just say what the average person would do with their breath? What is it that they notice more? What is it that they use with the breathing?
Well, just from the very first step is they actually are more aware of their breathing than the average performer, and, you know, than the middle range income generator, you know. They're actually more conscious of their breath. They tune into their breath when the average person would not. And they've actually practiced some things. So if they start to get off center, if they start to go off course, they use their breath to come back in and get back into the zone. So that part of it is getting really, really obvious to me. You know, that they're more aware of their breath than the average person. They turn to their breath in moments when the average person would not. and they've actually practiced some stuff with a good coach. So they get results where they couldn't before and where others aren't even beginning to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see how that would be the edge because I've noticed that especially in our even day-to-day life, you know, when I feel stuck, the breath seems to move whatever it is that's stuck.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and that's the big thing too. We're taking it for granted as you speak, but using the breath to work through your inner stuff, that's the main, you know, that's the main thing. And so we can use the breathing to create intensity in the system. And then you practice relaxing into that intensity. So then if things get intense around you or inside of you, you've had the drill, you've had the training, and other people start to lose it, and you go in just the opposite direction. So the breath work, the inner work that we do with breathing is the thing that carries over into all of our activities and into reactions. And so there's no substitute for that inner work. That's the main part of it.
And Dan, so you've traveled, we mentioned before, you travel around the world. Now, you've studied with Qigong masters, you've studied with other masters in different martial arts, different Indian, practices and things like that. What do you think are the, I mean, we've discussed this before, you and I, and so Angie, the breath is always present in these things. What are the other things that are present when it comes to doing that inner work that really count? Like if you could pull out a couple of things that really count. We all know the breathing does, but what are some of the other things that you've learned from your travels around and being in contact with all these different people in different disciplines?
Yeah, well, I mean, especially all of the high yogic skills and, you know, those Eastern master guru kind of states, that's the stuff that we're beginning to access. You know, this we expand our consciousness. I mean, that's probably one of the things that comes out of all the Eastern studies. It was kind of a cliche and kind of a, you know, expanded consciousness movement from the 60s. But more and more, it feels to me that's literally it. Because when we're breathing, we're waking up heart intelligence, we're waking up body intelligence. And so you bring more to the table than people who are just using mind intelligence. And so a lot of those Eastern practices, if you take away the woo-woo stuff and the fluffy rituals and things, you get right down to it. They're accessing body intelligence. They're accessing heart intelligence, and it gives them an edge in life and everywhere else.
Mm. Now, what is it? Because you know, breath was big, kind of like in the 60s and 70s as well, and now it's kind of coming back into it. And here we are in almost 2020. Like, what is it? Why did it take so long to come back around again?
It comes in waves. I think, you know, life works in waves, you know, and so you get this wave of activity and then you have a flat spot for a while, a few years, and then another wave comes. And I think the building up, the accumulation of data and the scientific and medical studies that are now bringing technology into the breathing, that's huge. So, you know, it grows, it reaches a swell, and then this wave occurs and that carries hundreds, thousands of people for a while. And then everyone's collective growth and collective knowledge sparks another huge surge and another wave. So I'm seeing that. And now, you know, since I started in the 70s, I've seen like 5 major waves in the last 40 years. And another one is definitely building. Yeah. The next one is.
We got our surfboards out.
I was going to say, we're surfing down there.
Oh, yeah. If you're not riding that wave, it's going to run you over and crush you. So you better be into breath work or you're going to be left in the dust.
Yes, and that's why we have the Breathing Edge podcast.
Yes. So now we're really excited about having you out here. It's going to be your second time in Australia. We were lucky enough to host you for your very first time last year in October. So with coming out here this time, what do you see is going to be the message that you're going to come with to the sessions, because you've just come off the back of how many countries have you done this year?
In the last 12 months?
9 so far.
Yeah.
So you're going to be coming off the back of 9 countries running, you know, what would you say the average of seminars you've been running in each country? 2, 3, what sort of numbers?
I'm spending 5 days to a week in each city.
Wow.
So we do either series of evenings or a weekend. I've done quite a few 7-day trainings. We've done, I think, 4 or 5 of those in the 9 countries. We've done 7-day trainings.
Wow. So you've got a lot. You've got a lot you're coming with. What do you think are going to be the main things? You've come from all these countries. What are you going to bring to Australia when you come to the sessions here?
Well, we've had some really great breakthroughs in the direction of relaxation. in the combining of relaxation with movement, with breathing especially. And what we found is that no matter how relaxed people are, there are layers of relaxation. And as you go deeper, you get to a place beyond which you can't relax. And you might even call that the ego. You might even call that, I don't know, you call something. It's a little tiny knot. And you can relax everything around it. But until you relax that really deep inner knot, and that's a doorway to a whole lot of energy. So, you know, I work with Tony Robbins, as you know. And, you know, there are ways of ramping up and generating energy. And we're finding that relaxation opens a door to some huge amount of energy. And so adding that skill, just bringing a grace to what you're already good at, bringing a flow to what you're already good at through relaxation. And the other thing is like finding that edge. We've been playing with the limits of the breath and finding that, when you take a full breath, you're not really full. You've hit a layer of tension. And when you relax that, you can pull in even more. So we've been playing with these eternal inhales and these very deep, deep dives on the exhale. Tony especially is beginning to master it. You know, in one or two breaths, he can drop down so deep. It's like a weekend in the Bahamas. It's like a, you know, it's like a week off on vacation.
Because you can recover and rebuild. Say that again, Dan, because a lot of the people out there will be listening to that. You dropping down into a week vacation in the Bahamas through one breath.
Oh, yeah. It's a skill. It's an art. And, you know, especially for me, I need it. I'm nonstop. And if I'm not good at, in a very short time, rebooting and recovering, I'd be 6 feet under already. So, yeah, and we're getting better and better at that. It's just one or two breaths to get what it used to take us hours of breathing or days of relaxation to get. And now we're getting to that really quickly. And time seems to be the main thing. You know, you can recover your health, you can recover your money, you can find new friends, but time is something is precious, and we better make the best use of it we can. And absolutely. So that's my focus these days on, you know, making the use of just a few breaths. If you get the quality of it, you get the basics of it down, the things we can accomplish. It's exciting me, I'll tell you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And us too, because, I mean, we've been studying with you for about close to 18 months now.
Yeah.
And I've certainly had a taste of all of that. And the things that I've learned about the breath has created huge pivots in my life, not only like mentally and emotionally, but personally and business-wise. So, you know, we love hosting you and bringing you out to Australia. One, we don't have to find you in the world. We can actually bring you to us. So we enjoy that, but also we get to share it with our community. And not only are we limiting it to Australia, because last year we filmed your 7-day breath mastery intensive, and we made it available online as a basic breath mastery online fundamentals with the advanced material as well. So we felt so connected to the breath and a lot that you have said, that we have now made that available worldwide for people as well. So we are very excited to have you back again and making this work available for everyone globally.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we, you know, we've got the events are going to be on in October. We'll put the links to those in the show notes and things like that. But is there anything else before we sort of wrap this up, Dan? Anything else that you want to share? Anything else that you're working on right now that you
didn't? Yeah, we're finding out. You know, we're finding out that there are levels to this process. You reach a plateau and then you hang out on this plateau. But if you keep leaning, you keep practicing, you keep returning to the basics, suddenly something up levels, you know. And so I'm pressing people, no matter how much you practice, no matter how much you've done, keep leaning in that direction, because the more of us who are waking up, the easier it is for everybody else to wake up. And, you know, the first guy who ran the 4-minute mile opened the door. We've had thousands of people run 4-minute miles. And so in our own practice, I think we have a responsibility to keep notching it up, just to open that door wider for more people to get caught up in the upliftment. So we're here to uplift each other.
Absolutely.
I'm on that boat.
Yeah. Well, Dan, we really appreciate your time and for getting with, you know, it must be late up. Is it late, early morning for you there?
No, it's... That's morning.
Late afternoon for us. So we really appreciate time. Look, we really look forward to seeing you out here in Australia. Yes.
And thank you for taking the time out of your busy travels to have this conversation with us.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
See you in October.
See you then.
Thank you for joining us on the Breathing Edge podcast with Shane and Angelina. For show notes and other resources, please visit us at breathingedgepodcast.com. If you have any questions or a subject you'd like us to cover on the podcast, or any recommendations for a guest interview, please contact us at info@breatheme.com. The Breathing Edge podcast is brought to you by Experts On Air Podcast Network.
Disclaimer. The only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.